Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. As I was beginning to prepare my sermon for today, I looked in Webster's dictionary for the definition of the word faith. To my surprise, the definition began with belief in God, trust in God, fidelity to one's promises, loyalty, that which is believed, complete confidence in someone or something, faithful, full of faith, disposes to believe, especially in God. I would imagine that you have surmised by now that my sermon is based on our epistle lesson for today, Hebrews 11, known as the faith chapter, and invites us to examine the subject of faith. The subject of faith can be very confusing in our modern culture. Our culture often uses the word faith without supplying a context. You hear phrases like, have little faith, you gotta have faith, faith in what or whom. The object of faith is left up to the hearer. We often receive the impression that a strong faith will simply bend the laws of the universe a little and make things turn out our way. It seems as though current culture doesn't care what we believe, just as long as we believe something, just as long as that belief is sincere. It is our culture simply asks us to have faith in faith itself. One popular example of this is the Star Wars movie. One episode, Luke Skywalker travels to a swamp planet in order to learn from a master named Yoda. When Luke tries to retrieve his spaceship from the swamp, he fails. Yoda, the master, then retrieves the ship. At the end of the scene, Luke explains, I don't believe it. And Yoda replies, that is why you failed. The idea is that Luke can do the impossible simply by unbelieving, by believing with all his heart that the impossible is possible. Unfortunately, some people think that faith has the same power in the real world that it has in the movies. They actually believe that faith by itself has power. On August 1st, 2007, the I-35 bridge across the Mississippi River in Minneapolis collapsed during rush hour. 13 people were killed, 145 were injured. Everyone who died on that bridge had faith. They had faith that the bridge would not collapse while they were crossing it. It would be safe to say that most people who were on that bridge had so much faith in it that they didn't even think about the bridge. Perhaps they were thinking of their plans for the evening or thinking about the day just passed. Perhaps they were making phone calls to husbands, wives, children, friends, and so forth. The people on that bridge did not know that their faith was misplaced until the bridge dropped out from under them when it was too late. Their faith in the bridge provided no salvation from the tragedy that followed. The power of faith is not in faith itself, but in the object of that faith. In Hebrews 11, we read the names Abel, Enoch, Noah, Abraham, Sarah, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, the Israelites, Rahab, Gideon, Barak, Samson, David, and Samuel. We see that their faith was in God's existence, God's word, God's promise, God's warning, God's call. In short, God was the object of their faith. In many ways, faith is like a container, a trick or treat bag. If you have something to hold the treats you are collecting, you're lost. When you do have it, all you think about is what's inside of it. When a person does not have faith, we say they are lost. You cannot go to heaven without faith. Faith is necessary. But when a person believes, you stop talking about faith and talk only about Jesus. When you confess your faith, you don't talk about how important faith is. Instead, you talk about Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Faith is not a condition that a person must meet in order to earn salvation. Faith receives. Faith simply receives the gracious promises and blessings of God. Faith is passive. It does nothing. It contributes nothing. It is like a trick-or-treat bag, only instead of receiving sugary treats, it receives the gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation. Saving faith is passive recipient of God's service to us. So what must we do to get this faith? It is a beauty of God's plan of salvation. We do nothing. Remember, when it comes to our salvation, God does all the work. That includes producing the gift of faith in us. It's a good thing, too, because we do not have the ability to produce this faith in ourselves. We cannot decide to follow Jesus. We cannot put Jesus in our heart. The Holy Spirit inspired Paul to tell the Romans in Romans 8:7, "The mind that is set on the flesh is hostile to God, for it does not submit to God's law. Indeed, it cannot." Paul also told the Corinthians in 12:3, "No one can say Jesus is Lord except in the Holy Spirit." Martin Luther summarized these Bible teachings in the beginning of the explanation of the 30th article of the Creed. "I believe that I cannot, by my own reason or strength, believe in Jesus Christ, my Lord, or come to Him, but only the Holy Ghost has called me by the gospel, enlightened me with His gifts, sanctified and kept me in the true faith." An understanding of faith as the Holy Spirit gift reveals more of the true meaning of Hebrews 11. It is no longer a gallery of the heroes of the faith. Instead, it praises the God who works such great faith in those heroes. One of the other great things about Hebrews 11 is that many of the saints are tarnished. Abraham started his life out as an idol worshiper and had a child with his wife's servant. Jacob had children by four different women, two wives and two servants. Then there is Samson, who sinned with Delilah and broke his vow to the Lord. There is David, who sinned with Bathsheba, then murdered her husband. And of course, Rahab, the prostitute, says it all. If any of these sinners had to rely on their own character to save them, it would not happen. They would be all doomed. Nevertheless, the Holy Spirit worked faith in all these people, and they all become heroes of the faith. There are times that we think God cannot use us because we have made too many mistakes in our lives. The fact of the matter is that if God needed good people to do his work, then none of us would qualify. When we see that the list in Hebrews 11 includes some real scoundrels, we know that the Holy Spirit can work in everyone's heart. God has the ability to transform anyone into a hero of the faith, even you and me. Amen. We will now have the offering.